MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. 12-year-old Brent Sullivan found dead 2 years ago from a fentanyl overdose in a shed on his grandmother's property in Carlsbad. Both his mother, Alexis Murray, and grandmother, Kelly Smith, subsequently charged with child abuse resulting in death, as investigators believe they supplied the fatal drug to the child and neglected him through multiple overdoses before it proved deadly on September 28th of 2021. In the 2 years since the boy was found dead, the trials for both Murray and Smith facing several delays and continuances. Well, the SunZia Transmission Project will send wind energy generated in southern New Mexico across the state and into Arizona, where it could be used to power urban communities and supply markets further west in California. The project developed over more than a decade with federal reviews beginning in 2009 and a federal right-of-way approved in 2015. Since then, the project went through several route adjustments, regulatory changes, and shifted ownership to Pattern Energy last year. To complete and operate the project, the SunZia and Wind Project will feature about 900 wind turbines spread across several counties in south-central New Mexico. New emergency communications for Eddy County might be delayed until 2025. That's due to extra work for transmission towers near Loving and Artesia. Tuesday, the Eddy County Board of County Commissioners approving a $1.5 million budget adjustment for a series of change orders to modify outdated equipment to modernize electronics. The money was needed to strengthen communications towers, conduct studies, perform electrical work along the other possible modifications. Towers near Loving and Artesia were overweight by technical standards. Engineers would reevaluate the tower situation before moving forward with a new communication system. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.